Shalom to all! Today's office of Yerushalmi Yomar, we're all the way at the end of the fourth parak, and in the Oitz Bazar Surah Zadavitz on Chav Chesam Abayez at the top with the words of Yeshua ben Levi Omar, and in the article Surah Zadavitz on Lamed Alpha Amad Alpha about five lines in, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe, Hernish Shamash and Havan Aliyah. So we're talking about the fire on top of the Mizbech. We're going to bring up a discussion now that has some relevance to that. The Gemara tells Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Yeshua ben Levi says, Ain Lechem Aponim Mifsal Shas Masois, Lechem Aponim does become puzzle at the times of the Masois. What's this referring to? So we know that the Yidden traveled through the Midbar for 40 years, and every single time they traveled, they had to fold up the Mishkan, pack it up, and bring it on their journey with them. That's what the Masa'is are when they were journeying. Now we know there's a psal that anything that's supposed to remain inside the Mishkan or inside the Chatzar of the Mishkan, the courtyard of the Mishkan, such as Kachay Kachim, which we're going to be talking about in a minute as well, if they go out, they're brought out of it, so then they become puzzle because of Yotze, they were taken out. So Rav Shimon Levi's Chiddush is that even though the Mishkan is in the middle of traveling, so there is no Heichel, and there's no Chatzar, so Lechem Aponim don't become puzzle, and they're able to be eaten by the Kehanim. Now Rabbi Yechonam, he argues and says, Lechem Aponim, Nifsal B'Shas Masayis, the Lechem Aponim does become puzzle because now it's been taken out. It's puzzle because of Yotze due to the fact that there's no Mishkan that's been set up. Now Rechia says, B'Shem Rishuv and Levi, what's the source? Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh. The Pasuk says, just like they encamped, so too they traveled. What do we learn from here? Mabachan Yosom in a Nifsal, just like when they were encamped and the Mishkan was set up, so they're not puzzle. Afbenis Yosom in a Nifsal, so too when they travel, they're not puzzle either, even though the Mishkan is not set up. Now Rami says, B'Shem Rishuv and Levi, different raya for this. The Pasuk says, V'Nosa Al Moed, Machane Halavim, B'Soich HaMachanois, the camp of the Levim, inside the Machanois. You see that we're talking about traveling, but then it says inside the Machanois. What do we learn from here? Kibisoich HaMachanois, even when they're traveling, it's like it's in the camp. And here's another source that's not possible because of Yotzei. Rabbi Yaakov Racha quotes of Ami, who says, B'Shem Blazar, Ha'oichel Kachim B'chotz. That's a proper girsa. One who eats Kachim outside the Mishkan, B'Shas Masais, at the time of traveling, like he gets Malkus. This is part of the Esther that we're talking about. One has to eat Kachim, specifically Kachay Kachim, inside the Chatzar of the Mishkan. If they're taken outside and eaten outside, then he gets Malkus. And so that's what he's telling us, that if one eats Kachay Kachim outside the Mishkan when they're traveling, again, there is no Mishkan, so he's not letting Kachay Kachim when they're traveling, he's going to get Malkus. Now, Reichen agrees, Kachim Nilchen Mishas Masais, that Kachim are pushed away at the time of the Masais, meaning it's considered like there is no Chatzar and it can't be eaten. However, Tmeim Prushim, Kol Echad Rechim Mechitzasai, Tmeim, they do have to leave each one from their Mechitza. There's a din that a person who's a Zav is not allowed to go into Machna Leviyah, and a person who's a Mitzaira is not allowed to be in Machna Yisrael. He has to go out of all the camps, and the Chiddush in Rabbi Yechon is that even though there is no Machna Shechina, since the Mishkan's not set up, it's in transit, so there is no Machna Shechina, still there's a Machna Leviyah. So Zavim have to leave, and there's a Machna Yisrael, so Mitzairaim have to leave. However, Rabbi Yechon says that no, Tadiru Hamilso Poma Drabanon, that the following thing was common in the mouths of the Rabbanon, Nistalka Parechas, once the Parechas is removed, meaning they're folding up the Mishkan, Hotru Hamachitzas, Lazavim Mitzairaim, the Mechitzas now are Mutter for Zavim Mitzairaim, and not considered like there's a Machna Leviyah or Yisrael anymore, so Zavim don't have to leave Machna Leviyah, and Mitzairaim don't have to leave Machna Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Masnisim Sayaladin, Masnisim Sayaladin. We have a brisa that's arrived for this one and for that one. It's actually the same brisa. Masnisim Sayaladin, Rabbi Shuban Levi. Here's the brisa that's arrived from Shuban Levi. The pasuk tells us Tamid, as in the fire on top of the Mizbeach. Eish Tamid, Tukan al Mizbeach Lesichba. What do we learn from here? Tamid, Afila B'Shabbos, Tamid, Af B'Tomo. It's Tamid, it has to be there on Shabbos as well. And even when the Kahanim are Tamid, there always has to be this fire on the Mizbeach. Now skip the next four words. We're going to be copy pasting them in another two lines. We continue with Shitas Rabbi Shuban Levi. The pasuk says, Loi Sichba, it shouldn't be extinguished. Af B'Masois, even when the Mishkan's traveling, it's folded up, it's packed up, and it's in transit, the fire is not to be extinguished from the Mizbeach. So obviously the question is, B'Shas Masois, Mayo Eisenlo, what would they do with the fire that was on the Mizbeach at the time of the Masois? Do they just leave an exposed fire while they're carrying the Mizbeach? And the answer is, Hayukaif and Olep, Sachter, they would overturn a copper bowl on top of the fire, so the fire was still burning, but it was covered by the copper bowl, so that it didn't burn anyone else. Div Rabbi Huda, this is Rabbi Huda's opinion. That's right for Rabbi Shuba Levi. Now we take these words, Masisa Masail Rabbi Yechanon, the following Braisa, which again is the second half of this very same Braisa, is right for Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Shimon says, Af B'Shas Masois Hayim Dashan Oisa, even at the time of the Masois, they would clear off the ashes. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'dishnus HaMizbeach, they would clear off the Mizbeach from the ashes, Uparsu Olav Beged Argamon, and they take a purple wool beged and put it on top. Now, Ha'ilu Ha'ya Mizbeach Dalek, if the Mizbeach was burning at the time of the Masois, Lo Ha'ya Beged Argamon Nisraf, wouldn't that purple wool beged get burned? So obviously, since the Pasuk's telling us that a purple wool beged is being put on the Mizbeach while it's being transported, it must mean that there's no fire on the Mizbeach, and that's right for Rabbi Yechanan. Now the question just is, Ma'avalur Rabbi Yuda, what does Rabbi Yuda hold about this purple wool beged that's supposed to cover the Mizbeach? The answer is, Psachter Ha'yukaif and Olam Elamala, there's this Psachter, this Kli, that was overturned on the fire, and then on top of that was the Beged Argamon. Now Ma'amakayim Rabbi Yuda V'dishna on Mizbeach, how does Rabbi Yuda understand this Pasuk of V'dishna on Mizbeach, which is Mashma, that they cleared off the Mizbeach from ashes before they traveled, so that it's totally clean and there's nothing on it? The answer is the V'dishna is different than we're understanding. It's not like Trumas HaDeshen, which is clearing off ashes. It's understood as the following word, V'yirvun, that it was satiated, it was satisfied. satisfied. In other words, the fire kept on burning, and then they would satiate the fire by putting karbanis on it. And how do we know this is a fair understanding of the word v'dishnai? Kaido Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, he quotes a pasuk that says, v'achal v'sava v'doshein, and he ate and he was satisfied and he was fulfilled. So we see this lashon of dalad shin nun could mean to be satisfied and fulfilled. Hajnalach parak ta'arf b'kalpi, Malzar finishing the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma, just like we're zecher to finish this parak together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Maseches Yuma together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And without further ado, we move on to the beginning of the brand new parak. This is really just a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which is discussing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We already had said that he's in the middle of Avodah Ketores, so the Mishnah tells us, they would take out the kaf and the machta, which literally translated is the spoon or the ladle and the shovel. These two kelim are being taken out of the lishkasa kelim, which is the room where all the kelim based mishnah was stored. The chafan maloi chafnov, and here we can understand what this maloi chafnov is that we've been talking about. He takes a maloi chayfen. Now, a chayfen in modern Hebrew means a handful. If you go into one of many dried fruit and nut stores that you find all throughout Eretz Yisrael, and you just want a scoopful of cashews or a scoopful of almonds, you tell them, I want a chofen. It's not a specific amount of grams, it's just a scoopful. And that's what he does. He does maloi chafnov of ketores, and that means he puts his two hands together, as in one palm, two palms, side by side, and then he does a full scoop out. That's taken out of the ketores that was prepared for him, and he puts that ketores that he just scooped out inside the kaf, inside the ladle or the spoon. Now, what's the shear that he has to scoop out? If he's large, when he has large palms, however large those are, and if he's small, he has small palms, however small that is. And that is what the midah is, that is the shear. It's not a particular volume or something that's measured, the same thing for everyone. However large or small the Kohen Gadol's hands were, that's exactly what it was supposed to be. What happens next? Natal Samachta Uminoi, he takes the machta, the pan of coals, in his right hand, Vesakaf Bismailoi, and the spoon that has the ktaris in his left hand, Chafta Samar Alpha on top. Mahalch Behechol, he walks through the Hechol, Achmegil Ben Shtea Perechas Mavdilas Ben Kosh Ben Kosh HaKadoshim, until he reaches the two Perechos, the two curtains that separate the Kodesh and the Kosh Kadoshim, and Ubenehan Amma, in between these two Perechos, is an Amma. And that's because in the first base HaMikdash, there wasn't a Perechos, there was a wall over there, and the thickness of the wall was an Amma. So in the second base HaMikdash, where there's a Perechos instead of a wall, there was actually two Perechos according to the Tanakh Amma, and therefore there had to be an Amma in between the two Perechos. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Loi HaYisham El Perechos Achas Bilvad, there was only one Perechos there. Shem because the Pasuk says, Evdil HaPerechos Lochem Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Perechos shall separate for you between the Kodesh and between the Kodesh Kadoshim. And so according to him, there's only one Perechos. Now practically Nafkamina between the Tanakh Amma and Rabbi Yossi's Shitas is, what about this Amma that we mentioned? Is that considered part of the Kodesh Kadoshim or part of the Kodesh, part of the Hechol? So according to Rabbi Yossi, for sure that Amma is Lefnim. It's considered part of the Kodesh Kadoshim, as opposed to by the Tanakh Amma. It's up for discussion. So Gemara begins by addressing the first part of the Mishnah. Itzilas Kaf Chulu, they took out the Kaf and the Machta for him. As more of Loikvartini Nasa, didn't we already learn the Mishnah? This was in previous Mishnah. Natal Samachta Va'al Rishim Mizbeach, he took the Machta, the pan or the shovel really, and went up to the top of the Mizbeach to scoop out coals, and he already has the shovel full of coals. So what does that mean that they took the Machta out of the Lishkas HaKelim? He already has a Machta. And the answer is Kinemas Nisa, this is what our Mishnah is talking about, as a Kaf Ves HaBazach, the Kaf, the spoon that's going to be holding the Ketores, and the Bazach, which is like a basin of sorts that had the large amount of Ketores in it that he was taking the double scoopful from to put into the Kaf. That's what was being taken out of the Lishkas HaKelim. Now the question just is, Ma'o Kaf, what is this Kaf? The answer is Magus, it's a stirrer. It's what you stir a pot with, and that's a ladle. It's not just a regular spoon, it's really more like a ladle. Now we get into a whole discussion regarding the Ketores, and by and large, this is really from Maseches Shkalim. And the general discussion over there is, what's done at the end of the year with everything that's left over? What does that mean? So we know that there was Machsa Shekel collected from just about everyone in Am Yisrael, and this was used to purchase many different things, specifically Karbanos Sibur, and including the things that were purchased was the Ketores. And once the next year's Machsa Shekel comes around, that which was purchased with last year's Machsa Shekel is not allowed to be used for this new year. So what's done with all the extras? And there's all these discussions in Maseches Shkalim about it, and that's what we're going to be discussing now, specifically regarding Ketores. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Hada Amar, this tells us, Kli Chol Hu, that this Bazach, this basin that had the Ketores in it, which the Kohen Gadol was taking a scoop out of, it was actually a Kli Chol. It wasn't a Kli Shares. Because in Tamar Kli Kodesh, if you want to say it was a Kli Kodesh, it was a Kli Shares, Davar She Kodesh B'Kli Nifta, is something that was Mekudesh in a Kli ready, able to be redeemed. As we just said, at the end of the year, the leftover Ketores wasn't allowed to be used, and part of the discussion is, had to redeem it, had to be paid in order to be able to use this leftover Ketores for next year. So it has to be, says Rabbi Yosa, that this leftover Ketores, meaning whatever was left over after the Kohen Gadol took a scoop out of it, it's in a Kli that's Chol. Because if not, if it was ready Kodesh in a Kli Shares, you can't be paid it. This Spalgun, we have a Machlekes about this. Pitma B'chulin. Let's say the Ketores was blended, it was ground and made in a state of Chulin. So Rabbi Yosa Bar Chanina Amar, he says, Psula, it's actually Pasul. Rabbi Shumalevi Amar Ksheri, he says, Kosher. My time is Rabbi Yosa Bar Chanina. what's the source of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina that it's pasul? That's because the pasuk says kodesh he is referring to the k'taris. It is kodesh. What do we learn from here? Shetehe hava'asa or havayasa, but kodesh, it's coming to being, has to be in a state of kedusha. That when it's blended, when it's being made, it has to be made in a state of kedusha. It can't be in a kli chulin. And if it is, it's pasul. And the question is, my time is Rabbi Shubal Levi. What about Rabbi Shubal Levi? How does he answer this pasuk? That's because kodesh he, the pasuk says shetehe ba'al mitrumas halishka. That just tells us that the money used to purchase all the samanim, all the different spices in the k'taris, that comes from the Trumas HaLishka, which is Kodesh, but not that it has to be blended in a Kli Kodesh. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.